We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hope you're feeling lucky today because you can win $1,000 in the free cash contest every weekday, every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Listen for the code word right before the top hour news and text it to 72881. That's 72881. Win $1,000 an hour, $11,000 a day in our Odyssey National Free Cash Contest. It's all happening on WWL. The next cash word coming at you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. I'm Mark Menard. In for Christian Garrick on Sports Talk on WWL alongside Bobby Hebert. Now we welcome in the co-host of Saints First Take on game day mornings, every game day morning during football season, Steve Court. Welcome to the show, Steve. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're doing well. Football season is rapidly approaching here, and I'm going to ask you a question that we're going to kind of dive into a little bit more in depth tomorrow. Do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with their entire Super Bowl roster and coaching staff coming back, are they the odds-on team to beat in the NFC South next season, or do you think they're somehow still vulnerable?
Well, that's kind of a trick question because, you know what, they're all vulnerable. Everybody is, and a lot of times there's this Super Bowl hangover thing that is some sort of phenomenon that seems to be real. But at the same time, I don't think there's a reason why you couldn't say that those guys were primed, you know, and really sort of ready to take the Super Bowl again. I mean, as far as the NFC South goes, yeah, I think they're obviously the odds on team, no question.
Now, Steve, with that being said, don't you take the approach that post Drew Brees, that it would be a highly successful season if we're at least in the hunt? Now, you might say with Drew Brees in the Super Bowl or bust, but can we be in the postseason as far as, you know, you add an additional game. So if we could be, you know, still double-digit wins and you're 10-7, but you might be a wild card. So it means you're in the hunt. I mean, it could be not much difference if you're 9-8, but if we 8-10, it's amazing when you look at the over and under and the wins perspective from Vegas standpoint. Boy, yeah. when you say 9.5, that's about right. Where I think the Saints are at right now, whether you win double digits or 9-8 or 10-7 type season.
Yeah, if you ask me about it and going into what I think I know now about sort of what's happening here with, you know, obviously we don't have the quarterback, but at the same time, I think that there's going to be sort of this, there always seems to be kind of an esprit de corps that kind of happens and kind of flows through a team when they're a good team, they're a veteran team, they've got a deep, deep roster. It's hard to make the Saints ball club. It's very, very difficult.
Right.
And in doing so, I think any time that you're sort of, in a situation where you're faced like that, and then you have this interdivisional opponent that has sort of risen from nowhere. Not, I don't say near nowhere, because their defense was formidable way before Tom Brady got there. But the fact that Tom Brady is now there, and we saw what he did. I mean, look, you can call it what you want, but he put on a Super Bowl performance that year. You know, yep. He did a great job of doing it, and you can't take it from him. So, that being said, I think that you if you asked me, you know, at the beginning of the show, look, I think we're going to be, I think we're going to be a 10-17, and or maybe 11-16, something like that. And I think that if we are that, I think that we're going to see, definitely, I think it'll definitely be between the Bucks and the Saints as to, who's going to win that NFC South crown again. I don't think there's anybody else in there that's going to certainly challenge for it.
Now, Steve, it's amazing, how everything is structured now, because we're all in, chips are all in, we have to win. Would you agree with this? I look at Tampa Bay, and all of a sudden they add Tom Brady, and then, they win the Super Bowl. But it seems like the Rams, the owner, Stan Kroenke, it's like that the approach. Okay, we're going to bring in Matthew Stafford. We got a new stadium, whatever. I think the Rams are all in. They're pushing all their chips forward, and it's like, yeah. Okay, maybe with Tampa Bay, we're trying to do the same thing.
I think they're that way, and I still think the Niners are going to be formidable from the standpoint of being those teams that are sort of going to be in that NFC, type of run for this whole thing. I definitely think that for sure. I think that you look at the personnel on both sides of those teams, and you look at the tools they have offensively, and then you look at the fact that they've upgraded with you and I both thought that Goff was a pretty good quarterback, but he certainly wasn't a guy that you could sit there and say, gee, I think this guy is, he's going to be a Drew Brees in a few years. Now, he might end up being, but he's not a guy that
he's not as good as Matthew Stafford. No, he's not nearly as good as Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's more of a guy that you could say that's a leader, and that's a guy that's been on a crappy team for a number of years.
Yes.
That's really – from time to time has put them in viable contention to do some things. And it really was basically because of him, and when he's out, they're awful. So you can certainly see the downgrade when he's not there. So the fact that they've got him, that's a big upgrade. I don't think a lot of people thought that was kind of a vanilla thing. No, I thought that was a big upgrade for the Rams to do that.
Now, Steve, when I look at, cause I've always tooted the horn of the NFC South top to bottom, I look at the Saints, I look at Carolina, I look at Tampa Bay, and I look at the Falcons. But right now it seems like it's the NFC West. When you look at the Rams and the 49ers, if they're healthy, then you got Seattle with Russell Wilson, then you got Kyler Murray with the Cardinals. I think they are in the top division. So is that a fair assessment when you think about the competition, because I think the NFC West is that stout. I don't know if you agree with that.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think that if I sit there and look at all the conferences NFC wise, that's definitely the conference to me that is I'll just say it's deeper and better than our conference. There's no question.
Right.
They have three viable teams and one that's really kind of scary as hell. In the Cardinals, that that's just going to get better, but I still think that the Seattle's still there. There's no question. They're not. They haven't taken a step backwards at all. As long as they've got Russell Wilson playing the way he's playing, and the players that they have, they're playing, and the defense playing the way they do. They haven't played as strong as they have in the past. But look, you look at the 49ers, and if they get those guys, those defensive line back that they lost last year. That team scares the hell out of me. And because I studied defensive linemen and I watched that, Nick Bosa was a huge, huge loss for them.
Yes.
That guy makes so many plays and creates so many problems. And you lost him and really early on, and that hurt them bad. And then I think that they lost Kittle, which to me is probably the second best tight end in the league. You lost him. And so they got bit. They got snake bit, as you would say, Bobby, last year. And I think that they're itching to get back into the fold, and I think they certainly will do it. And then you've seen what they've upgraded. They've done with the Rams. So those teams and in that conference, to me, they're going to be the ones that we're going to have to challenge to see if we can to make it into the next step for sure.
Now, you know, Steve, so what is your take with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, with the Packers and all that, the reason why I cannot relate is because the Packers are paying him. I will never bitch about getting I'm getting paid. I mean, I'd play in Siberia or whatever. So I look at Aaron Rodgers, where he's at. So what is your take on him? Because I think, look, MVP of the league, and to say he's going to hold out, why would he hold out? I don't know if you give up millions, but when you think of Aaron Rodgers, the last two players that won a National Football League MVP, the only reason why they did not play, if I can recall, because they retired. I want to say Norm Van Brocklin and, like, Jim Brown. They won the MVP, then they retired. How can you have an MVP in the National Football League and they're coming back the next season not play for the same team?
You know, Bobby, I sat there and watched this whole thing, and I just thought it was kind of a bunch of noise at the beginning. And the longer I go on and I kind of realize I'm kind of having more time to think about it. Look, I know, to me, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league. I mean, I think he's just fantastic. I really do. I think he is just he's such a difference maker in what he does.
Steve, he's right there with Pat Mahomes. He's just older.
Yeah, and the thing is about it is he's, this is my own opinion. I think he's a bit of a prima donna, and I think that the fact that he's not somehow, some way, feeling like he's getting paid the most that he needs to be paid.
Right.
Every player, you, me, and everybody I know that played this game, never thinks they get paid enough. Okay, and at the same time, it's unrealistic money. Okay,
yes.
In the real world, and it's crazy to think about it. But all you're trying to do is take advantage of the time that you have in this league to play this game, because you have an expiration date. I don't know when that is, you know, but at some point, your time is up. And when it comes, it's pretty much it kicks you in the butt and doesn't let you know that, you know, far in advance that this is happening. You're pretty much out. One day you're in, next day you're out. So yep. I understand what he's doing, but you look at a guy like that that's been an MVP and been an unbelievable player in the last several years, you know, unbelievable player. And the things that he does is sometimes are just absolutely astonishing. You and I sat there with our mouths wide open when he played the Saints. And
when he get flicked, yes.
I mean, some of the stuff he was doing was just absolutely amazing. And I'm thinking, there's not many guys like that that walk the planet. So I understand why he's doing what he's doing. But at the same time, I still think that at some point, somebody needs to grow up in the room and become an adult and say, look,
right.
Okay, you're paying me a lot of money here, and I'm a quarterback of the team. I mean, what else is there? I mean, he's not the team physician. He can't do anything else. He's not, you know.
Right.
I don't know what he's asking for, and so to me, you know, if he's asking some sort of an exorbitant amount, I don't know, but I do know that they certainly need to pay him according to being an NFL quarterback that's an MVP, and I think they will.
Yeah, Steve, we're gonna let you go now, but I can tell you this right now. I'm not hating on Jameis Winston. I'm not hating on Taysom Hill. If Aaron Rodgers was the Saints quarterback with our roster, it'd be like Drew Brees. Super Bowl or bust? What?
No.
Yeah. It would be. Come on.
That'd be Tampa Bay 2020 all over again.
Yes.
Steve Court, host of Saints Fans First Take on Saints Game Days right here on WWL. Steve, thanks for the time.
Pleasure's all mine, guys. See you.
Thanks, Steve.
Mark Menard, Bobby Hebert, back after the break on WWL.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.